All right, listen up. Donald Trump just delayed tariffs yet again after getting rolled by Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum in this destructive, unpredictable pattern of threatening countries, our neighboring countries, and then backing off at the last minute with zero concessions, zero wins, and nothing to show for it is really harmful. We may not see the effects immediately. We are seeing the effects slightly, but long term, it's going to be super harmful. As we get more quarter over quarter reports, we are going to see inflation spike. We're going to see productivity slow. We're already seeing immigration slow. So not all of it happens within the first few months, but it will happen. It does harm American consumers and American taxpayers. And I just want to break down Trump once again chickening out. It's a repeated pattern. Hey everyone, quick announcement here. On Sunday, this Sunday, August 3rd, I will be doing a live event in Arizona with Representative Jasmine Crockett, Senator Murphy, and Representative Ansari. If you can't make it, you don't live in Arizona, I urge you to click the top link in the description because you can like pre-save the live stream, get a notification when we go live, and you won't miss the panel that I'll be hosting. It'll be fun. You won't want to miss the live stream. I love you all. Thanks. And you know, I thought the meme taco became a little bit trite, but no, every time it becomes trite, Trump revives it and chickens out once again. Can I remind you that during Trump's first week in office, he placed tariffs on Canada and Mexico, but I want to put that in quotes because they were only on for like 3 hours before he removed the tariffs with zero concessions and then went back to his base and claimed victory. He said, look, I got 10,000 troops on the border. When in reality, those 10,000 troops had been agreed to under Biden while Biden was still the president. So all of these slippery games for no substantial concessions, that's the game that Donald Trump is playing. And we're going to expose it on the Adam Mockler Show. Make sure you subscribe below. And just so you know, we're on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes. I'm on Reddit too. We're anywhere and everywhere. So make sure you're following us on other platforms, even Instagram. Look up Adam Mockler on Instagram. I love you all. You guys are all the best. Let's just start with this tweet right here. Anonymous tweeted out, Mexico has defeated the United States again. Trump has been forced by President Sheinbaum to extend his previous tariff freeze by another 90 days. Previously, just a few days ago, Trump declared he wasn't going to extend it. So just to add some clarity, there is still a 25% tariff on Mexico and even more on other sectors, but he's been loudly threatening to increase those tariffs to 30% and even beyond if Mexico doesn't. Honestly, I don't even know what concession he's asking for at this point. It changes all of the time, and he does these slippery things where he'll ask for something that's already been done, demand something that's already been accomplished. None of it is coherent. And if you're a Trump supporter watching and you're going to claim that it is coherent and he does have specific demands, then why is he sending 70 letters, not even 70, sorry, 100 letters to countries en masse? He's floated the idea of sending these letters to X amount of countries en masse. That's not negotiation. That's being lazy. It's not diplomacy at all. There's this article that reads, President Donald Trump on Thursday said he would not raise U.S. tariffs on Mexican goods beyond their current levels for 90 more days. 90 days is the new 2 weeks. 2 weeks is taco. I don't even know what that means anymore. But Trump recently threatened to raise the blanket tariff rate on Mexican imports to 30%, up from the 25% duty he had previously imposed. Mexico is also exposed to a 25% tariff on auto imports and a 50% tariff on metals commodities. The new rate for Mexico was set to take effect on Friday, tomorrow. But Trump didn't do it. He chickened out. Tomorrow, Trump is also supposed to pause reciprocal tariffs on dozens of countries. He's very likely going to chicken out as well. Before I read his post from today and talk about how Claudia Sheinbaum just cooked him, I want to show you this post he made yesterday. It's really odd. He said, wow, Canada has just announced that it is backing statehood for Palestine. That will make it very hard for us to make a trade deal with them. Oh, Canada. There's just so much wrong with this. First of all, why are you against statehood for Palestine? That's the easiest thing to be in support of. Literally, the idea that Palestine deserves its own state should be as supported as the idea that Israel deserves its own state and its own borders. You should be for a two-state solution. It's the only rational answer here. Any other answer is insane if you don't want statehood for Palestine. But even beyond that, why are your tariff deals reliant on how Canada feels about Palestine? I feel like the decisions that you should be making should be best for America. You should be trying to place American citizens, citizens that you represent, in the best financial position, best position with their health in the economy, the best position possible. Why are you making this reliant on what hurts Palestine or what helps Israel or what hurts other countries in the Middle East? It's just really twisted. It's very, very odd. Canada is our ally. Don't make it dependent on this stuff. Now, it's a little bit different when it comes to Ukraine, because if you're going to be choking off countries that are supplying the arms to Russia to invade Ukraine, it becomes a little bit different, because there are certain countries that aren't our allies that are doing this intentionally to weaken us. But Canada, that's not what's happening with Canada. Canada is just saying that Palestine should be a state. Okay, moving on to this big long post from Trump where he's basically admitting defeat but trying to wrap it in a win. Listen, he said, "I have just concluded a telephone conversation with the president of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, which was very successful in that more and more we are getting to know and understand each other." That was the main goal of the phone call? You're going to tell me that the main goal wasn't to strike an amazing trade deal that you can gloat to the country? Your goal was to get to understand the left-leaning president of Mexico. Give me a break. Very quickly, Brooklyn Dad points out, Trump on Wednesday, literally yesterday, on the 30th, I'm recording this on Thursday, but yesterday he said, there will be no tariff extension. We will not extend the deadline. No 90-day extension whatsoever. Then today he said, we have agreed to extend another 90 days. Taco Trump strikes again. The complexities of a deal with Mexico, says Trump on Truth Social, are somewhat different than other nations because of both the problems and assets of the border. We have agreed to extend for a 90-day period the exact same deal as we had for the last short period of time, which already causes inflation. Do you know how much food we get from Mexico? They are a huge exporter of tomatoes, of avocados, chili peppers, beer, other things that American consumers rely on. I mean, beer isn't really an essential, but tomatoes are absolutely an essential, and beer is an essential to the U.S. economy in many, many ways. Additionally, says Trump, Mexico has immediately terminated its non-tariff trade barriers. It's not a significant concession at all. It's not a concession whatsoever, and we have a 50% tariff on many things, including steel. We have a 25% tariff on autos. It's insane, and it's messy because he keeps pushing back a raise in tariffs. So when we call him Taco, it's not because we want him to raise the tariffs even further, but it's because we kind of want some sort of steady-handedness. We kind of want some sort of reliability. Any small business owner, any medium-sized or large business owner in the United States will know that tariffs are lethal to a business's ability to predict what's going to happen in the next quarter, especially when the tariffs are working like this on a 90-day period. There are going to be effects that are already manifesting, but will manifest way worse in the long term. Wait until Q4 of 2025 or Q1 of 2026. Things will look a lot different, and this will be on Trump. But we will be here relentlessly covering this and calling it out on a day-to-day basis. One of the problems, too, is that no countries believe Trump anymore. When he's sending out these letters en masse, the stock market is ripping to all-time highs because Wall Street knows that Trump's threats aren't really real. Nothing he's doing is real. Watch this clip of me explaining this.
It's done fast, reshaped the global order, and Kevin says the stock market thinks these tariffs are going to work, but no, the stock market doesn't believe Trump. When he announced the Liberation Day tariffs,
it's an all-time high today.
The stock market immediately dropped when he announced Liberation Day
tariffs.
Where
are we today?
After he vacillated, people don't believe him.
All-time
high.
Countries
don't believe
him. In all-time history.
Because nobody believes that he's being
serious. All-time high.
I think you guys are saying the same thing, just by the way.
All-time high.
I mean, they're
all-time high.
His point is that
at an all-time high because nobody believes him.
His point is that they're at an all-time high because nobody believes Trump.
Exactly. Every index.
Seriously. Because yeah. he keeps moving the goalposts.
If tariffs worked, Trump wouldn't have to gaslight the American people about who paid the tariff in the first place, and you wouldn't have to pivot to the stock market every single time we try to bring up the on-the-ground effects, the unpredictability that tariffs create. Think about the long-term effects for my generation. Can you sit here and look me in the eye and say that tariffs are not inflationary?
Are you kidding? Right
not
now, everything's working because the market...
Oh, bring up the market forward. One more time. Pivot right
Kevin.
Back.
The market is the American economy.
But Kevin, it was a super simple question.
Which
are
is?
Are tariffs inflationary or not?
Not yet, there haven't been.
I know, but are they
inflationary? 2.7%.
Data from June shows that prices have gone up.
I still stand by all of that. You can't flip-flop on tariffs and expect countries to take you seriously, expect the markets to take you seriously. I'm going to leave it there, but I do have an amazing announcement. I want to announce something absolutely awesome that I'm excited about. If you click on the top link in the description, you'll see that in 3 days, I'm doing a live panel event with Representative Jasmine Crockett, Senator Chris Murphy, and Representative Ansari. All that I'm asking is to click the top link in the description or just click on the Adam Mockler channel, go over to the live tab, and you can find it there. Thank you all, and I'll see you in the next video, and I'll see you on Sunday. We are building something amazing here, and I can only do it because of you all. So love you all, and peace out.